Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
A lot of people just talking about schools. Sure. What is your thought on reopening, and should the state legislature have a stronger input on what happens come forward?
So as we're seeing around the country, every state is wrestling with reopening schools. We have great fear in New York State that the irresponsible actions of states like Florida and Texas is going to have a negative implication on New York State, that once again the rates are going to start going up. So we are trying to build a system now that allows the safe return to school, but it will not be a return to school like last September. Things will be different. There will be staggered schedules. There will be more school bus runs because we need to keep the buses less full. So each district right now is putting together a plan to submit to the state education department. And the state education department is going to look at their plans and to evaluate them. But remember, these plans become outdated so quickly. When we started working on these plans a few weeks ago, it looked like the whole nation was going to be stable. Well, that's all been dashed by the tests coming out of Florida and Texas. So we are cautiously optimistic that we're going to get school back on track this fall. But exactly what that looks like is going to be a moving target. And here's the other thing the public, you know, needs to keep in mind, that even the process we put together in September, it's not going to be a permanent process, because if rates get better in New York, we might be able to do things differently. But if rates become higher in New York, we might have to change again. So, you know, we need to stay nimble during this entire time, because one thing for sure, this pandemic is not a static problem. It is a moving target.
And just a follow-up, throughout the entire pandemic, the governor has really taken the lead as far as what goes on, and he says that reopening is his decision. Do you agree with that assessment, or does the Assembly and the Senate need to have input in what goes on, especially since this could be a very regional approach?
Right, so we're having a lot of input right now. We've broken up the regions to make sure that every region who has different rates has a voice at the table, and they're putting input, you know, into the governor and to the commissioner of education. And you know, I think the governor's done a fine job of handling the pandemic, and I have faith that he is going to continue to do so, knowing that at any time we could exercise legislative oversight. But right now, during this pandemic, we have given the governor emergency powers, and we have seen the rates of New York State go down, and that's just what we want to see.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.